Did you know the risk of cancer does not stop at the scene of a fire? Firefighters are constantly exposed to diesel exhaust fumes and other airborne toxins that get trapped inside the station. Protect yourself with MagnaGrip through the combination of MagnaGrip exhaust removal systems and AirHawk air purification systems. Learn more at MagnaGrip.com. This fire engineering podcast is made possible by Tenkata Protective Fabrics. The global leader in flame-resistant fabrics, Tenkata Protective Fabrics enables millions of people worldwide to be great at what they do. Generations of industry professionals serving in the fire service, industrial, and military industries rely on Tenkata Fabrics for safety, comfort, and confidence. From the harshest working conditions to the welcoming site of home, Tenkata recognizes the people they're protecting are unique individuals whose lives extend beyond work. Supporting a world of evolving needs, Tenkata's innovations lead the way in user-centric design, technology, and sustainability around the globe. To learn more, please visit TenkataFabrics.com.
Hello, I'm here with Shannon McQuaid and have a copy of her new book, The Conscious Warrior, Yoga for First Responders and Firefighters. And I'm so excited about this book, Shannon.
Thank you.
Absolutely excellent. And so many great stories about growing up in a fire family and then creating a dynamic yoga program, Fireflex Yoga. And I'd love just to hear about that. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a great question. I have included a lot of stories of what it was like to teach yoga to firefighters back in 2014. I did grow up in a fire family. My dad, my uncle, one of my sisters joined the fire service. My other sister became a yoga teacher. And I have a brother-in-law. At one point, everybody was employed by the San Jose Fire Department, but my sister has, she's since moved on. And I used my background growing up in a fire family and then couple decades of really teaching and practicing yoga. I brought those two together with a functional movement screen and with another assessment that assesses body sensing so that the program could be evidence-based. And it could also have data for those people who are really skeptical about yoga and why it would be good to give it a try.
And for the modern firefighter, there's the physical toll and the mental emotional toll. And how does yoga help firefighters with processing stress on the job?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the physical first, because I think most people would think that maybe any kind of yoga class would be good for, let's say, back pain or shoulder pain. But there are definitely different kinds of yoga out there. There's the kind of hot, sweaty, vigorous yoga, which may or may not be good for a back injury. And then there's the kind of yoga that I do with firefighters, which is a really kind of a slowed down yoga practice. As a matter of fact, I was talking to the head of fitness for the Indianapolis Fire Department. His name is Brendan. And when we were chatting about the type of yoga that we both teach, we really have a similar philosophy. So rather than using a yoga practice as another opportunity for a workout or to sweat, we really think about yoga as a complementary practice opportunity to help firefighters slow down, pay attention to how well they're managing stress, really have enough time to discern, is this particular posture going to be good for back pain or shoulder pain or not? And just really give a lot of space so that there's choice for a person who's taking a class from me to decide what kind of yoga, like, does this posture work? Doesn't this posture work? So I think when we look at all of the functional movement screen data that we've collected, and we're publishing a paper pretty soon with the UC San Francisco, we've done an excellent job. Like, functional movement numbers are going up as well as mind-body connection.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading in here about how yoga really helps calm the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah.
And that makes such an impact on their day-to-day lives, both personally and at the station.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that I like to sort of dispel is this myth that, you know, to do yoga, you always need a mat, or you need 30 minutes, or you need 60 minutes, but really a couple of deep breaths or maybe just focusing your mind on what's happening in the present moment can really balance the nervous system, kind of decompress some of the stress from the work, really allowing a person to then be ready for the next call, right? Mm-hmm. To have the capacity to be ready for the next situation that's coming up.
And for you, what is next now that we have this book? And I'm wondering, do you offer trainings or what do you offer first responders in the future?
Well, I suspect I will continue to spend a lot of time, Katie, educating fire chiefs, training chiefs about what are the benefits of yoga. And also another question I get quite a bit is, how does it work with on-duty firefighters? So I'll probably continue to spend a lot of time doing that, but I'm also excited about my train the trainer courses. I have 1-day courses that can fit inside of an academy, for instance, but then I also have longer courses, like 3-day courses for leadership, for fire leadership who want to be able to talk intelligently and informed about the benefits of yoga, and then even turn around and lead functional movement-based yoga classes for their crews or for other people in their agency.
And that reminds me, in this book, I mean, you tell the story of creating Fireflex Yoga, and then you also have sequences of yoga classes that firefighters can follow, which is an amazing resource.
Yeah. I kind of took the years of teaching and listening to what are the main complaints, and then coming up with yoga sequences for those, like, 5 primary complaints. And so, the last chapter is those sequences with pictures and instructions and directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So where can people find this book, and how can people find out more about you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this book can be purchased on the Fire Engineering website. So fireengineeringbooks.com. It's also on Amazon. And then the website is probably the best way to get a hold of me and find out more about Fireflex Yoga and what we do. And the website is fireflexyoga.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Shannon.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie.
Congrats on your book.
All right. Wonderful. Nice to chat.
Yes.